Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, April 7th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. Look forward to this call tonight with Sue and Bob and all of you in Big Call Universe. So let's do this. We'll go to a teaching that Sue's prepared for us just after we pray the call in. So let's pray this call in together. And let's let God have his way on this call tonight. I've got a ghost in the room here that's trying to turn my TV back on, even though it was turned off three times. Okay. Go away, ghost. All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that we have and what we have in waiting for the blessing that is very soon to come. We thank you that things are happening. Thank you that Iran has agreed to a two-week opening of the Strait of Hormuz, and we have agreed to a two-week ceasefire against Iran. And we just pray that that would hold and that temporary two-week peace would turn into a lasting peace, so that we don't have to blow Iran to smithereens and back to the Stone Age. Thank you for all that you're doing to prepare us for this blessing. Thank you for bringing us the information that we need. Everything that we have, Lord God, is from above, is from you. We're only to be good stewards of it, which we agree to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I hope everybody had a blessed Resurrection Sunday, and we were talking a little bit about that before the recording started. Those of you who were fortunate enough to listen heard a little bit about that, but thank you so much. Sue, thanks for preparing these teachings for us, and we look forward to what it is tonight that you would bring.
Thank you, Bruce. Tonight, teaching doesn't have a title. It's going to just start right into the teaching. When Peter's sick mother-in-law was healed by Jesus, she instantly got up and prepared a meal for him, using her new gift of health. We are healed to help others. Matthew 8:14-15. You're called to serve God. Regardless of your job or career, you're called to full-time service. Those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Romans 8:29. God saved us and called us to be his own people, not because of what we've done, but because of his own purpose. 2 Timothy. You were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of God who called you, 1 Peter 2:9. Now you belong to him who was raised from the dead in order that we might be useful in the service of God, Romans 7:4. All of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you is separate and a necessary part of it. 1 Corinthians 12:27. You were commanded to serve God. Jesus came to serve and to give. And those two verbs should define your life on earth too. Jesus said, your attitude must be like my own. For I, the Messiah, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life. Matthew 20:28. Mm-hmm. One day, God will compare how much time and energy we spent on ourselves compared with what we invested in serving others. Remember, each of us will stand before the judgment seat of God. Yes, each of us will have to give a personal account to God. Romans 4:10. God will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves. Romans 2:8. And our final piece, service is the pathway to real significance. It is through service that we discover the meaning of our lives. And that is the purpose of us being on the big call and our teaching tonight.
Wow, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. Yes. Thank you for that teaching. I have to tell you, there's quite a bit of doctrine in what you brought in tonight, especially going back to Romans 8:29. You know, remember 8:28, one of my favorite verses, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his service. You know, and then you follow it up with 29, which talked about calling, talked about foreknowledge, you know, about five different concepts in there. Justification, all of these are concepts. And it's hard to go through all that. And this is where a lot of doctrine gets confusing for a lot of people, because they don't realize that even though God had foreknowledge and knew who would accept Jesus, he knew who would say yes to Jesus. Those who he called, he also foreknew. Those, in other words, there's this whole thing about knowledge of it, because God knows the end from the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows the beginning and the end. So he knew who would receive him, but at the same time, he gave us free will to make that choice. It's really wild. There's a strange thing going on there with election. You know, are we elected? Do we have a say in it? Yes, we have free will to say yes or to say no. But hopefully God says, I set before you life and death. Choose life. Well, yeah, life is Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no person comes to the Father except through him. All right, so let's talk about the other part of that, Sue, which was about judgment. There's a fun subject. All right, so listen, there are two different judgments. Those who have received Christ as Lord and Savior in their life do not go through the great white throne judgment. That's for everybody else who basically turned God down on his offer for Christ. And they will go through, it's not going to be good. That's not a good place to be. The judgment for the believer is for rewards. That's for those who have put their faith in Christ in terms of his death, burial, and resurrection, not just who Jesus was, but what he did on the earth for us. And so that particular judgment is called the Bema Seat, B-E-M-A, the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ, is for rewards. And that's where, when we stand before Jesus and he judges us on what we've done since we accepted him, that's where the rewards come out. That's when we get eternal rewards. And it talks about crowns, gold crowns, and all this. And at one point in heaven, all the believers will throw their crowns at the feet of Jesus. I mean, it's like, it's an incredible thing. But don't confuse those two judgments. And if you don't understand those, research them, because the Great White Throne Judgment is for the non-believer. The Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ, is for the believer, for rewards that the believer has earned in this life on earth. All right? I just hope that I clarified that for some people, because it's really important that we understand that difference. Sue, you opened up a can of worms with me, because that was a great teaching. And that Romans 8:29 section is very important doctrine for the believer. So I would say thank you for that teaching. I thought it was really, really good, and I hope I helped to clarify it a little bit. Bob, this is one of the deep ones. This is going deep, and I think it was great that Sue found this and brought this to us tonight. So tell me what you thought of it, and how did it speak to you?
Yeah, so thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for helping to kick off this first big call after Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
And I get this feeling and sense that people are renewed and are just, it's a time of year where we've been through the resurrection, and we've come out the other days following with this sense that we've been infused with this incredible, intense power, knowing of what it all meant for the forgiveness of our sins and all the rest. And
guys, I've got to step away for a second to take an intel call. So let me take this, and I'll be right back.
Yep.
Keep going, Bob. Right there with you.
Yes.
Sweet, please. Thank you, sweet. Oh.
We can hear you, Bruce.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I just noticed I came back. All right. So I'm back. I'm going to try to call him back, though, okay? I'll be right back.
Yeah.
So, Sue, I really like the part about being called to full-time service. And I was thinking, you know, this full-time service, does it mean you have to be a minister or a priest or some other type of formally trained religious? Or is full-time service more you as a layperson having a sense of what that means and endeavoring to be of full-time service all throughout your day, even though you're not the leader of the local church? And then the next part about the excellent qualities of God, and I started to think, okay, well, there's a chance for full-time service, because if we can say, I want to become the living demonstration of those excellent qualities, and I want to do it all the time, not just on Sunday or not just when I'm thinking about it, but I want to do it all the time, and I want to become these excellent qualities of God, like forgiveness and understanding and generosity and being loving. And I can even have a goal, if I'm going to subscribe to being called to full-time service, I can have a goal to have a perfect day, right? Be perfect, mm-hmm. like your Father in heaven is perfect. And to be of full-time service and to do it perfectly for a whole day, you'll need to really stop your brain from reacting so quickly and just thinking so quickly, but rather to actually choose your thoughts from the from the place of the thinker, and filter your thoughts before they get out of hand or react and maybe create some aura of energy that you don't want, and ask yourself, okay, how am I going to respond in this situation? If I choose to be of full-time service, I need to make sure my next thoughts are those things, those great qualities, the forgiving thoughts and understanding and generous and loving. And then you begin to develop this habit of responding all throughout the day from this place of full-time service. And at the end of the day, you can review to ask yourself and look back, was I able to maintain that full-time service with the excellent qualities of God all throughout the day, or was there a moment when I fell down on the job and allowed myself to reactively think in a way that was not first filtered? And then and revise if you find a place where you didn't react the way you wanted. Go back and rehearse a scene in your mind as to how you would have liked to react, and place that in that spot in the timeline. Use your magic shears of revision and put that right in there, and then you know, as it's time for bed and your day is over, make a solemn prayer for your sleep time, that in your dreams your reactions and thoughts will be of those excellent qualities of God, and that the next day shall be another perfect day that you can stack one after another on top of another until that becomes your primary representational strategy for being of this full-time service.
That's beautiful, Bob.
Sounds good, Bob. Very well said. It's good. I like that. Excellent. Sorry I had to step away, but I came back. So, Sue?
Yes?
This teaching was super deep into doctrine. Not super deep, but it was deep enough because it talked about a lot of things that Paul wrote in Romans for us. And what did you think of the teaching, and how does it, tell me your take on it.
Well, I chose the teaching after Resurrection Sunday because its very first principles, it's first principles meaning the reason why we're on the call is to exercise our choice, as you said, our choice to serve God. And knowing the community like I do, a lot of us left, you know, the very fast-paced, gotta hustle world, look at what Bob is doing with Boomer Boost, to do something that would be in service to the greater good. And a lot of us have spent, and I'll have an announcement on that, a long time, and this is shifting too, learning to become integrated in the way we serve without self-abandonment. There's a lot going on around coming to a new healthy baseline, which is what I loved you creating a baseline, Bob. A baseline of healthy, not self-abandoning, but, you know, honoring what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your spirit needs to be full enough to serve from your fullness. And Bob was talking about the perfect day, and what we do in the pod, the People of Divinity in this leadership group, and I think of this as the most important thing, and I'm going to use this platform to get it out. It's really a balanced nervous system. You can't create a perfect day if your nervous system isn't balanced. If you're, just like Bob said, if your thoughts are racing and you're everything is piling up and you haven't learned how to create a boundary for yourself so that you can move in a way that honors your spirit versus the way the world may tell you to move. That takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to say, I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to do it this way. I'm not going to match what's out there in terms of the culture. And I'm going to say something very controversial because I just want to.
Mm.
The challenge, if you look at the world and what Bob was saying, and you realize that people are taking in things where they're not speaking in a balanced, authoritative way. They're using expletives. They're using, I mean, it's a big thing how much we need to love people in places of authority, honor them, appreciate them, all that. But at the same time, we need to stay awake, that we need, and I believe this is our role, to create really deeply godly new leadership. Once we're ready to go, we're going to need people that are healthy, that are integrated, that aren't being driven by dopamine and, like, adrenaline chemicals. And this is the stuff we work on in the leadership group, that are going to design and live and model a new kind of healthy purpose. And you said it really well, Bruce. It's choosing life. And you've done that. You didn't go into the super hyper corporate world. Choosing life and expanding our hearts,
mm-hmm.
so we serve in a new and establish a new rhythm. Things are going to be going very fast, but we can still be grounded in Christ and move with wisdom and this new rhythm and this new healthy integration and knowing ourselves more deeply and knowing what our purpose is so deeply anchored in us that we won't let a hyper, high-speed, accelerated, distorted architecture, group, or whatever, take the power of Christ away from us. And that's why I chose this teaching, is it's really like planting the scepter of purpose in Christ so everybody would have a spine that was anchored in an integrated spirit, action and authority that is new and is massive coming through us, coming through the new leaders. So that's my take on the teaching.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. I thought that was good. And, that was a really good teaching, I thought, tonight. So thank you for bringing that. And, I was going in so many different directions, you know, in terms of ways we could comment on it. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you would have to say tonight in your segment, which is coming up soon. talk to me and talk to us about prayer and praise, Sue. Did we get any requests that came in? Anything we can pray for?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, I got something too.
Okay.
You can go ahead first, Bob. You go first, Bob, because I'm pulling my stuff up. I didn't get to it.
Yeah, so last week we prayed for a lady named Pat.
Oh,
yes.
And she was really sick. She sent me a text today with very deep gratitude for those prayers. And she said it really, really worked. And she's actually feeling better. And one of her vital organs, which had been failing, has stopped failing and actually started getting better, which she was very surprised at. And she wanted to thank everybody for the prayers, and she's listening in tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Bob, to hear that, you know, when you gave me that prayer request and you told me the situation that Pat was in, and it was very serious. And I'm just glad that we prayed for Pat, and she's making a nice comeback. And that's what we're called to do, is to pray like that. Pray believing for things that are not as though they were, and we did. And thank you, Pat, for that report, that praise report. Thank you, Bob, for bringing that out. And we look forward to more and better reports in your future, Pat. Thank you.
So now we're going to go, thank you, Bob. Now we're going to go to praise time 3. That's Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for our military and leadership. They just pulled off what could have been the greatest recovery of military downed behind enemy lines. Our military rescued 2 men. Under intense pressure and gunfire, we succeeded in this recovery. Amazing. Prayers go out to all our servicemen and women who are working in Project Epic Fury. Big Call Universe, let's sing our praises and prayers. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. We did pray that the second pilot would be found and found alive by our people. And thank God he honors our prayers. And he was found injured but alive, and we got him out of there. Our guys did. So that's terrific. That's wonderful.
And I'm looking up which was better than. Maybe it's this one, please. Let it be this one. So I have a wonderful, miraculous praise report. Everybody gather. Let's hear the horns and the bugles. Everybody in the pod, this is from our friend and pod member, Catherine. Dearest Sue, thank you for all the prayers you had sent our way to my husband on the big call last year. We just got the report that he is 100% cancer-free. No markers or signs of any cancer in the report. He will check back in at the 6-month mark. I truly believe in the power of prayer. You are amazing, and I admire you greatly. I don't want to go there. Blah, blah, blah. My heart is forever full with abiding gratitude. And it's too personal here. But anyway, fondly and with great respect, Pat. Isn't that exciting? Her husband is completely cancer-free.
Amen.
In 6 months.
And that's our cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have 2 cats.
Wonderful.
We have 2 cats. We have 2. But that's
good.
Yeah.
Very good. That's good.
Very, very, very amazing. Fencing instructor. Went on that. Bob, what's the name of it? I can never remember it. That really, really long walk in the El Camino or something. She and her husband did that. I mean, they're incredibly into fitness, kayaking in Alaska, everything. Mm-hmm. And they just, they're both incredible leaders. And I just love you so much, Kat. And I know the pod is singing and chirping and making little pod noises in joy and celebration with you. So,
Is this Kat? We were praying for her husband to be healed of cancer.
Yes.
Is that who it was?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
That's a great prayer.
I know.
For
it's very exciting. I know.
Thank
very,
you,
very
Kat.
Excited. 100% healed.
Yep.
Okay. Let me go back
Amen.
Here.
That's right.
So everybody that's not doing well, take that in. Take that in. Those are scary words to hear, and they're 100% better, and you heard about Pat as well. So that
sure.
belongs to you as well. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this amazing Operation Rescue, unbelievable Easter miracle. U.S. Air Force injured officer who was shot down on Good Friday in southwestern Iran and managed to climb a 7,000-foot ridge and evade capture for 36 to 48 hours was rescued mm-hmm. on Easter Sunday. God bless
yep,
our troops
morning.
And our military. Thank you for the Big Call platform, all of our leaders for their time, their faith, their dedication, and love for Christ, sharing prayers and teachings. We're truly grateful. Last Friday, we celebrated Good Friday, the holiest day of the year, emphasizing the sacrifice, love, and redemption found in Christ's crucifixion. Focusing on gratitude, forgiveness, and hope. Suffering is temporary, while God's love is eternal. That's a very beautiful statement. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Now we celebrate 50 days of Easter season from Easter Sunday to Pentecost.
Yep.
Easter is the greatest and most important feast of the church, often called the Feast of All Feasts. It's a celebration of life over death, light over darkness, and hope over despair. Inspiring words of Saint John Paul II, do not abandon yourself in despair. We are the Easter people, and hallelujah is our song. That's beautiful, too. Nice, Jeannie. We continue to pray for the RV and the med beds. The Artemis II crew is scheduled to return to Earth on 4/10/26 with a Pacific Ocean splashdown, concluding a historic mission that saw them travel over 252,000 miles from Earth. We pray for their safe return. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed Easter season. Enjoy your week and stay safe. Jean.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yep, thanks for bringing out the detail of the rescued fighter, I call them fighter jocks, fighter pilots, or naval aviators, the Navy calls them aviators. But they were in F-15, the F-15, as you know, they bailed on the F-15. And man, it was a great rescue, fantastic amount of diversion that was given. So the people were looking for him in a different place than we thought he was and knew he was. We pulled him off of that mountaintop. Boom. Back home, safe and sound. And injured, but nothing that a med bed couldn't fix, right? Med beds are ready for us. We don't have to pray for them. They're ready. What we want is get in the redemption center and then set your appointment for the med bed. It's back asswards right now. But it is Redemption Center first, med beds after. That's the way it's going to go.
That's the new healing pattern. That's the new healing pattern, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Oh, that's, I mean, it's a great story. And there's so many parallels to the fact that, he went down on Good Friday. He found a crevice in the rock. There's a symbolic of the tomb of Christ. And then on the third day, which was Sunday morning, You know, when Mary and Martha went to the tomb and were expecting the stone to be there, and the stone had already been rolled away, you know, and it's like we picked him up Sunday morning in Iran, and he was rescued, totally rescued. It was just, there were some really cool parallels to the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But thank you for that, Jeannie, and I know you've got all that, too. And thank you, Sue, for these reports, really good reports. All praise tonight, if I remember right, all praise. So that's a good thing. If that's the end of our show tonight, Sue, that's a win. But I still want to hear what your segment is going to be and what it is you have in store for us. Because it's always very, very fun and interesting, and we can learn from you.
Thank you, Bruce. Well, and I'm going to be revealing something that even you don't know about that's getting launched tomorrow. And it's really one of the reasons that I chose the teaching that I brought out, which is really around how the risen Christ, all of humanity is in a point of rising. All of humanity is looking to us to facilitate the rising of the entire earth. Humankind, animal kind, nature kind, all the systems on earth are calling to us to assist in the healing and resurrection of every system that has been polluted. And so this is really about a founder's calling. That means people that are working on projects, and even the people and the family members. If you're listening to this call and you have decided you're not going to have projects, you're still going to play a very important role in the remaking of how we create contribution, meaning, and healing on the planet, because we're basically walking out of the era of separation. And so here's the part that Bruce doesn't know. He knows that for 35 years, I've been on a service-oriented path, helping people to expand what they thought was possible. And I've worked with Christ-based and neuroscience-based ways we can get that living consciousness of Christ into our nervous system. Into how does a body actually become embedded? How does God become embedded in our body so that we can change a pattern? Most importantly, we can change our identities from being limited, diseased, helpless, powerless. How does that happen so that it can become stabilized? And so I've been quietly working on something in the background that I haven't told anybody about. And it was kind of my own process. Thinking about the people that I've worked with over 35 years, and it was, I don't even want to tell you, it's thousands and thousands of hours of being with people, either healing something, creating something, building something at scale. And so I created, that is launching tomorrow night, the pot is all full for now, what I'm calling the sovereign endowments. And these are 10 practices that are based on the latest neuroscience, and Psychology Today came out with an article last week talking about how it takes 2 minutes for your brain to move into a neuroplastic shift that starts to change your chemistry and can change the whole trajectory of what you're beginning to decide on, contemplate your timeline, et cetera. It was a very fascinating article. But we backed it up with about 30 other research articles. So these are 10 practices for founders. And the reason why this is so unique, Bruce, is I've been writing down the most, I couldn't write them all down, and Bob has had this experience too. I've had people that, if I were to say it on the call, it's so miraculous, people wouldn't believe you. And even Bruce had a little bit of experience with that. I'll let him tell that story someday. But it's, these are stories, a practice, and then scripture that a founder can look at. It's a book. It's like 80 pages. A founder can look at, and in 2 minutes, they can regulate their nervous system and step into their expanded capacity and identity in Christ. 2 minutes, 120 seconds, with the scientific research to support it. And lived experiences. I tell the stories of what happened when people used these particular endowments. So there's one called the belonging. There's another one called the activating. And there's stories of when people took a practice. And the difference is we take Christ's teaching, but we pair it with a practice that it just takes 2 minutes to read and 2 minutes to practice morning and night, so that no matter how busy you are, you can just close your eyes, contemplate it, and remember perhaps the story of me witnessing what happens. We hadn't named them back then. What happened when these people that practiced, you know, being a CEO and under stress and pressure and people not liking the direction they were going, but they were filled with their own vision and how that helped them to stabilize. Or a person that was really talented on the outside, but crippled by kind of a form of imposter syndrome, and how that affected their team. And as soon as he changed that behavior, his whole situation took off. So it's a really, really remarkable program, and the pod has quickly joined. And what I'm going to say about this for the big call is I'm going to give you something. But we'll probably be offering this next week if we get that far, so that you can have access to, wouldn't it be nice to have a resource that was grounded in scripture, that was grounded in neuroscience, and that I personally walk through and witness the transformation. So that it's like lived experience, and you're gonna be in that experience yourself. It would only take 2 minutes. But the big, big piece, please remember that I said this. Healing and Christ need a stable nervous system, not a defended one, not a dysregulated one, not a one that's closed or hardened or in fight or flight. We need leaders that are practicing being resourced in an alive, healthy, and disciplined nervous system. And that means you really have to apply yourself. You can't be running around and unaware and unconscious. With the resources that are coming to you, with the people that are going to be looking to you to make big decisions that will shift the future of our world, you need simplicity. You need Christ. You need grounding and self-awareness. And you need entrances or endowments. There are 10 practices. Endowments. These are called sovereign endowments that have been lived, that have transformed, that have created, and have been researched to work to make your body, your nervous system, and your mind in Christ more stable. So it's designed to be simple, to be powerful, and to give you that insight that you can practice in 2 minutes a day. But you can reach for it, and it's going to shift your state and ground you. So I'm very, very excited about how it turned out, and I'm looking forward to sharing it Wednesday night and Friday night. And everybody in the pod knows about it. We're all signed up. We're all set to go. And we'll probably be offering it either as just the booklet or maybe the classes and the booklet, I don't know, the following week. So just make a little note for yourself. And finally, I'm just going to give you something to think about. Because I want everybody really rooted. The average person, this is the average person, makes 30,000 to 35,000 decisions every single day. They're micro decisions. What you're noticing, what you're ignoring, what you're tolerating, what you're postponing, what intuition you override, what your body signals and your mind dismisses. That's not exactly conscious awareness. So when this comes, you're going to be in a whole new system with resources. You're going to be building a new life system. You're going to be buying homes and hiring people and stewarding wealth and navigating health technologies and creating new rhythms of living. Here's the one thing you can do to help yourself. What one system in your life needs is calling for you to pay attention to it? Is it the way you repair, meaning connecting in relationship? Is it your diet? Is it your connection to yourself and time to know what your heart and your body, which I think is very significant in this community? Are you giving yourself the time to know what's inside of you and what is driving you and really knowing the deepest peace in yourself? One. Two. What are you going to proactively design? What would that look like? So you could experience the deepest and the best alignment with your highest self in Christ. Is that running around? Is that going here and there? Is that like, is that, does that make you feel like you're really deeply connected and integrated, and or are you feeling like you're kind of running on empty if you're doing it like that? And who are you going to surround yourself with so that you can be at your best? What kind of people are going to be in your environments? What are their values? What are they talking about and thinking about, and how are they acting, and what is their nervous system like? Those choices now, to be considered now while you have the quiet, are creating a new timeline for not only yourself, but for all of humanity. The more of us that can design our lives from peace and flow and joy and aliveness, sure, but not running around and being all scattered and, you know, whatever, the better the decisions, the choices, the teams, the commitment to why we are here will be. This is a time, as I close, to just think deeply on that, to feel deeply into that. What is the most beautiful, meaningful life mean to me? The most divine life, the most sacred life. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Who's with me? What's our rhythm? What are we doing? What are we talking about? Play with that. Because that's what's going to be available to you if you design it. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. That will be a wonderful class for those who have already registered for it in the pod. And thank you. That'll be wonderful to see how that class works out and what you do with it afterwards. Sounds terrific.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for that. And now as we move into Bob's world, which is all of our world, Bob, you know we like the testimonials. We like any new research. We like the fact that we have a new sale. And where would you start with us tonight?
Well, Bruce, before I start with those things, I wanted to read something that particularly I think Sue will be interested to hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Thank you.
So this is an announcement of a podcast to listen to. So it says, as Adrian Blake Mitchell first got his start at West Side Ballet as a young dancer. So this is in Los Angeles. And this is an article in Los Angeles Magazine. He went on to make history as the first black graduate of the renowned Vaganova Academy of Russian Ballet and the first black male dancer to join a major Russian company. He later returned to Los Angeles in 2022 and now gets ready to take the reins of West Side Ballet as artistic director. He spoke with us about his time in Russia, his vision for the school, and why he believes Los Angeles could become one of the world's next dance capitals.
Oh, cool.
So this is,
thank you, Bob.
This is a person that shows like what's possible, like against tremendous odds. And if you've ever been to Russia, prejudice against people who are black is rampant. I mean, it's really, really bad. And for Adrian Blake Mitchell to take on that challenge, go there to that school and get a master's degree in ballet and later become a world-renowned ballet dancer is like a demonstration of what it's going to be like with our projects. It's like you can do anything that you want. The blessing will not only make your bank account different, but it'll make your attitude and your confidence in your capabilities different as well. And so the reason, see, that I have this article from Los Angeles Magazine is Adrienne Blake Mitchell is my oldest sister. I have five older sisters, and my oldest sister, Sally, is his grandmother. And so Adrienne...
Oldest? Wait a minute. Say that slowly again. Wait a minute. Oldest?
My oldest sister, Sally, who's in her 70s, is his grandmother.
Adrienne Mitchell. Okay.
And so Adrienne
Sally
is
his grandmother. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's my sister. So Adrienne is my great nephew.
Wow.
And his mom, Laura Mitchell, is a professional coach who coaches athletes in attaining the flow state. And works with professional basketball players and college basketball players, and that's Adrienne's mom.
Out of LA.
I thought you'd be interested to hear
Mom.
That. I just got that, and I haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast yet, but I'm going to listen to
it. Well, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
The future of human development will be flow, I think. Okay, keep going, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. And we did get some testimonials. This came in from a lady who sent us her picture. It's a really beautiful picture. She's got a great smile. She's got these really stylish glasses on, and it looks like she's got her Resurrect Sunday purple shirt on. And she writes in, as a single 75 years young woman, soon to be 76 years old, I want to thank Boomers for the great products the company is creating. I've been taking Gladiator Barley, Boomer Boost, and Myotrol for over a year. I give credit to the Boomer products for assisting me in maintaining my strength, ability to be active, and independent. I am the woman that boxed herself and moved from Indiana. So what she's talking about is she wrote a testimonial year ago, remember? And she started taking Myotrol, and she boxed up her whole house by herself moved to California. Yep. So she says, I have a new home in California and have settled in, and currently working on new projects and looking forward to the next chapter. Thank you, Mary.
There you go. Yep. Bob, I remember that woman and that lady and how she boxed up her house and moved without any extra help in packing up her house. Yeah.
Yep.
Terrific.
Now, this is another one, you guys, that just came in about our roll-on pain relief called Super Strong. And it's a lady talking about a pain that she deals with constantly from having whiplash. So I'm going to read this testimonial, and then I'm going to teach over the phone a technique that helps like a miracle for people that have pain from whiplash, which can last your whole life long if you don't do something about it. And so here's what she said. I have used other topicals for pain, but the Super Strong seems to work the best for me. I bought my first roll-on when it first came out, and it does last a long time, but then you guys ran out, and I thought, oh, I better get another one. I don't want to run out. It really helps with my whiplash. I have had this with my neck. It almost seems to hurt it. It always seems to hurt at nighttime, but I put the stuff on, and the pain stops enough where I can relax. I usually feel like I have an ice pick in my neck. Now I have enough where I can relax. And it does work, people. It's a wonderful product. And so, yeah. And she sent us a picture, and she's holding on to her cat, which is just absolutely magnificent. The cat is, like, staring at us. It's this black and white cat that's as big as the whole top half of her body. It looks like a giant, cat. And
Bob, is it a tuxedo kitty? Is it a tuxedo kitty?
I don't know
black
what that
white?
Is. It's got a white face and a white chest and then black on its back and top of its head is black.
Cool.
It's really cool looking.
Cool.
But so anyway, Bruce, this is what people can do. And you don't have to have whiplash for this, but a lot of people have a lot of pain in their upper back, their trapezius muscles, and their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And if they try to turn their head from side to side, it only goes so far, and it has, gets pain. And it can get bad enough to keep you awake at night and just make things miserable. And so this is the technique you can use. It's very simple. It's called the brush and comb technique. So what you do is you get a brush that you would comb your hair with that is bristly, meaning it doesn't have, like, rubber bristles with the little knobs on the end. It's something that you could feel if you touch it, it's bristly, okay?
Yep.
And you also get a comb and some lotion. And you do a little test to see how far you can move your head side to side. And then you put some lotion onto the right side of your neck and down your trapezius muscle and onto your lower back. And you're going to be sitting in a chair. You're going to put the brush with the bristles facing up on your left knee so that you can rock your left wrist across those bristles. Okay, this is like doing acupuncture. But you don't have needles that you're going to stick in your wrist, so you're going to rock your wrist on those bristles.
On those bristles, gently. Yeah.
And it acts like acupuncture. Then you take the comb and along the side of your neck, rub the back of the comb, the smooth part of the comb, not the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You rub that vigorously on your neck, up and down, and then on your trapezius muscle and as best as you can, onto the muscles in your upper back. And spend 2 or 3 minutes doing this. And if you can't coordinate both at the same time, just take your time, rock your wrist, stop, rub with the comb, and stop.
Right.
Then do this for 2 or 3 minutes, and then check your range of motion and your pain level again, and then switch and do it the other way. And so just remember, you're rubbing on the opposite side from your knee. So now the brush is going to be on your right knee and you'll be rubbing on the left side.
Yep. Right.
And what you're doing is you're restoring the flow of the chi, your life force energy, to the area that's been damaged and because of the contraction has shut down the flow of chi to that area. And sometimes, no matter how many times you go to the chiropractor or have shots in your neck, it just doesn't help until you restore the flow of the chi. And a lot of acupuncturists will use this technique, but you don't have to do it. You can do it on your own with that brush comb technique. Now, at the end, of course, you can then rub the super strong roll-on on all across your neck and your upper back just to give it an added, you know, pain relief. But don't be surprised if when you do the brush comb technique, you restore full range of motion to your neck and the pain goes away and never comes back. Right?
That's right.
That's a very common, effect of doing that technique is that it completely eliminates your pain for good after the first treatment. Now, if it doesn't, you can continue to do it, do it a couple of times a day until it finally does. So that, That's that testimonial. And I think I have one more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this one is really good because people can listen to this, and almost everybody listening will know someone who has an issue like this. This is how it starts out. I had started getting heartburn and gas indigestion and a bloating sensation in my stomach, as if nothing I was eating was going completely down, and I started gaining weight. The probiotics did the trick, so this is our product called Premium Probiotic with Metabolites. It did the trick big time, back to feeling normal again. My weight is back down. I recommend this for anybody having these type of symptoms. Thanks again for an excellent product. I've been taking Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, and Myotrol along with the new Collagen. The way I see it, I'm going to spend a certain amount of my earnings, my paycheck, on things that I don't necessarily need, you know, but all of these products I see as an investment in my health big time. So I can have a healthy future and as a happy, healthy humanitarian.
Amen. I think he's got the right perspective on that, Bob. That's what this is. This is an investment in our health. Yep.
Again, just lastly here, Bruce, there's a lady wrote in a... in the testimonial section, it's actually a question about the sale that we're running.
Okay.
And whether or not it execute when she placed her order, if it executed properly to give the discount. And so she wasn't sure, and she gave us her order number. And so just to, if she's listening, just to let her know, we're going to reach out to her. We'll have her phone number by that order number, and we'll reach out and find out exactly if there was a problem, and if there is, how we're going to help her to fix it. And that's it, Bruce, for the for our testimonials for tonight. And I'm just going to tell Sue this one other thing. So, Sue, you were talking about how important it is that have our approach to life coming from a balanced nervous system. And I just found this article that came out on the 2nd of April. It's called Why the Vagus Nerve is Everywhere in Medicine Right Now. And this is a paper published in the journal called Comprehensive Physiology, and it talks about a whole wide range of disorders that come from a disordered nervous system that are neurologic and psychiatric, inflammatory, autoimmune, cardiovascular, respiratory, metabolic, renal, gastrointestinal. They said, you know, taking all of this together, it's no wonder now that in medicine they're starting to focus on the vagus nerve. And they go through a whole litany of different ways, including implants that stimulate the vagus nerve, and then also subcutaneous ones that are available, you know, for as little as $50 on the internet. And they talked about studies that are showing all these really great results. And they're also saying that they're looking forward to in the future that they'll have detectors which are being put out right now in the form of patches that are going to constantly monitor the vagal tone and give real-time feedback to people as to how they're doing, and then have the availability of a device that can produce a specific intervention for that person based on real-time data feedback that will help to balance their vagal tone. They don't go into it all doing it, you know, with your own technology for balancing your heart rate variability, taking control of different metabolic pathways in your brain and that also relate to your adrenal glands. But if people do want to learn how to manage their vagal tone using things that are not actual electrical stimulators,
right,
you can watch podcasts on our website that will help with that. The podcast won't be specifically in relation to vagal tone, but it'll be a podcast on how to use Inner Balance from the HeartMath Institute, how to use Havenine, how to use the Emotional Freedom Technique, the Ultimate Mind Calming Exercise, how to use nonviolent communication, which is a huge advantage for people wanting to balance their vagal tone, because so much of the stress that causes the disorder is in relation to relationships. And so learning nonviolent communication, which you can do from our website, and then, of course, you can buy the book and study it yourself. Then there's numerous books on this, can really help to accomplish what Sue is encouraging in her segment and is now getting recognition in the world of medicine as to its extreme importance. And if somebody's listening and they think they want to learn how to begin doing that, how to balance things, and you know you're not quite sure, give us a call at the office and say, hey, Bob was talking about balancing the vagus nerve with HeartMath and Havenine, and how do I find that stuff? And Stephanie and Lucy and others will help direct you how to find those podcasts if for any reason you can't find them using the search function.
Thank you so much, Bob. That was amazing. Could you send that article or give me how do I find it?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, it's coming right now.
Thank you.
So, Bruce, I just wanted to say also that we are we're doing a sale that people can take advantage of, and it's our spring bundle sale, where people can save 50% on each of these products. So what this is, it's eight different three or more, which means you can get them any combo you want. If you want to get three of the ashwagandha, you can do that. If you want to get three of the collagen peptides, or a mix and match where you can add in heirloom barley and vitamin D and omega 3, and get three or more, and you get 50% off. That's about as good a sale as you can get. Anyway, it's one of those times where it's just really, a no-brainer to take advantage of.
That's great.
And so, Bruce, it is now 21 minutes after 10, and that's what I have for tonight.
Well, thank you. I think it's a sale. Anytime you can get eight different products, 50% off for half price, buy three. And it can be three of the same product. Or they can be three different products or two different products that you get two of one and one of the other. You can get all eight if you want and get 50% off on each one of them. So that's a really strong sale. I think it's good, and I know it's probably already doing pretty well right now. To get to Bob's website, the easiest way that people do it and the best way is to go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site. When you get on there, you'll see the banner at the top is Boomers, and you click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on it, boom, you're into Boomers site. You go through, pull down the product menu, see the various products that he has. You can go to the on sale tab, pull it down, scroll it down, and see all the various eight products that Bob was talking about that are on sale, 50% off. When you buy a minimum of three products, and I think it's terrific. It's a really good opportunity. And then the other thing is when you, if you want to call in for any reason, for some support, anything you need help on, you can call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So if you call in and you get a message saying, you know, we're working with other customers, please leave your name and phone number, go ahead and do that because they'll call you right back. I've had to do that several times, and Stephanie just gives me a call right back. We knock out an order, boom, we're done. Now, that's the way I'm ordering right now. So most of you, 98.92%, are making orders online, just doing it like you would order anything else online. And you go through and just pick out the product that you like. And I guess, Bob, if we understand you right, that discount of those products will show up at checkout. Is that right? The product cost will go into a 50% mode because they know which products, of course, are 50% off. And so if you get three or more products, and it's while supplies last. So there's no limit on certain products, but just as supplies last, they'll be offered at that until the sale comes off. So take advantage of it. All right, Bobby says around 17 after, 20 after, something like that now. Thank you very much.
24 after.
24 Bruce, now? Roger that.
Bruce,
yes, Sue, go ahead.
I have one thing. Did you get any news about the ceasefire?
Yes, I did.
New news? New news?
The latest news was that I talked about in my prayer, opening prayer tonight, was thanking God for the fact that we did get a temporary ceasefire from
there's
President
an update.
Trump.
There's an update.
Go ahead for the update.
From
Let's see, who'd you get
our
it from,
friend,
first of all?
From Ms. T, Fox is saying that less than 2 hours after ceasefire, there is bombing in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Well, that I don't know if that is. Remember, the ceasefire is for us not to bomb Iran. Us, the United States.
Okay.
So what you're telling me is there are bombs dropping from Iran, presumably into Israel around Tel Aviv, which they've been doing that. Okay, good to know. We'll figure
that
out
from
after the call.
That's from Ms. T. Ms. T. Yeah.
I understand who that is. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Well, remember that's Fox News, and the sources that we have are better than that. But we'll take that into account. But I believe that President Trump agreed to a 2-week ceasefire as they will open the Strait of Hormuz for within these next 2 weeks, whatever that looks like, so that oil traffic can go through the strait to wherever the countries that the tankers are sailing to will happen. But if there's still bombs going off, that's interesting. because that's not us bombing Israel, obviously, but Iran bombing Israel. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what the hay be going on. All right? Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you, Miss T. That's your real name. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see where we are. Now, there was a piece of information that I was expecting by now that has not come in yet. So I have some information, and I've got some intel that came in today and some that came in a few days ago. So we'll see, you know, how this thing comes together. So I usually like to create a timeline. I try to take us from where we are now to when this is supposed to happen. Okay? We have heard that what happened Monday, today is Tuesday, what happened yesterday was that the quantum financial system was fully integrated globally, and that our accounts that previously were mirrored on the QFS system have been made live as of yesterday. That's new. We didn't, our accounts were mirrored on that system, and now they're live on the QFS system as of yesterday. Also, the ISO 200-2022 has integrated into the QFS as of yesterday. That's two things that have happened as of yesterday. Now, we have heard that the that we would be told how much gold the United States has, and it would be Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, that would bring this information to us between the 11th and the 15th of April. The 11th is Saturday. The 15th is the following Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. And that, I believe, will be in conjunction with a discussion about our gold-backed currency, the USN. I think that's probably why it would be interesting to know how much gold we have. And that's going to come out 11th, which is Saturday, through the following Wednesday, somewhere in that time frame. Now, what about between now and then? What we have heard is that, first of all, that this conflict in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz opening, et cetera, is not to affect the start of our exchanges or the release of the toll-free numbers to us. So we had heard previously to today from a very strong source that we would get notified tomorrow and begin exchanges Thursday. And I believe that has changed since when we had this 2 days ago, which was what, Easter Sunday. And yes, we do get information sometimes every day. So where do we end now? We've had two different sources that have given us two timelines. One is that we will receive what we're looking for, the toll-free numbers and the start of our exchanges, within a window of the next 3 to 5 days. Now, 3 to 5 days, 3 days from today would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that means between Friday and Sunday, or let's call it the weekend, that is the latest window that we have from one of these individuals. The other individual gave us a timeline of 11th, 12th, 13th, which is Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that's about, a day later than the other three-day window, which was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we're getting close. We could call it the weekend or the weekend plus Monday. Now, here's the other piece that did come in this evening, and that was coming from Iraq, that President Soudani is to be seated or someone else will be seated, because it could be Sudani or somebody else. I'm not sure. I don't have that. But will be seated on Saturday the 11th of April. And that we, this is the other piece of information that came with that, and that we would be notified on the following Monday, which would be the 13th. And remember, that 13th date ties in with the other information that said Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's very possible that that will hold up. And I don't know why in the world we're continually having to rely on what Iran is doing with their government or with their prime minister or with their or with their parliament in seating this president that we thought was already seated at least twice by now, President Sudani. Evidently, what's the guy's name up in Kurdistan? The president up there is, everybody's in full agreement. This thing's moving forward. I don't know why the timing is what it is, but that's what we're getting this evening out of Iraq. So we're going to say, okay, the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, looks to be in play for us. Forget the idea of tomorrow. Forget the idea of Thursday, which tomorrow is the 8th. Uh-oh. There's another opportunity for China that we slipped by. But I think the weekend is looking like it's in play for us. And I don't know what's going to happen with this ceasefire. I don't know if it's going to hold. I think our end will hold up. I don't know that what Iran is doing, if they're lobbing bombs into Israel and Tel Aviv, they've been doing that for the last week or so, 2 weeks probably. But I don't know if there's a breach of the ceasefire or not, or the ceasefire actually takes place. Ceasefire will probably take place at midnight. They may be getting their last licks in before midnight Eastern tonight. That's my gut. We'll see what happens on that. That, I believe, is everything that I had that was important for us now. So let's go with that. And what I'll do is let's pray the call out. I want to thank Sue and Bob and the contributors like Pastor Scott and Jeannie and others like GCK and Doug for all your help. And thank you, thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out around the globe. And I don't know how many listeners we're having now, but we were at 2 weeks ago. We were at 23 million listeners on the Starlink satellite system. So we're still getting the call out to quite a few people. And all of these people, by the way, why are we going around the globe to these people? Because we know that all of them have currency to be exchanged. All right. So that's a good thing. So we're going to take this thing and see where we are with maybe new and updated information for Thursday. But I want to just have us all pray this call out and believe that this two-week ceasefire will allow us to get some things done and get Iran with a new government, a newly appointed people that we can talk to give them some form of an attempt at freedom in that country. Whatever it comes out, whether it's a constitutional republic or a democratic republic or whatever it is, whatever they can come up with that will work, and that we can have a peaceful Christian Iran. That's what I hope we have, and I believe we'll get there. So let's pray the call out. Thank you, Sue and Bob, so much, and this contributes to the Big Call. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for all of you who have been listening, some of you for as many as 15 years. So let's see what happens. Let's pray this thing out. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everybody that listens to the Big Call. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for hanging in there and not throwing in the towel. There's no real benefit to that. We're very close, and we just pray that this blessing comes through, and we pray that this intel will work for this weekend, that we will get notified and get started and get this plan moving forward. Thank you for everything, everything that's happened so far that we've learned from and benefited from. And thank you for this, for the peace of Jerusalem, and thank you for the peace of Iran and the peace process that is going on with this ceasefire happening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and we'll see you on Thursday. God. Oh, by the way, this is Master's Week. Bob knows it. Sue might know it. But it's the first major PGA golf tournament of the season. And it starts Thursday and goes through Sunday. So I will be watching. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Thursday. God bless.